There you go. There you go. Okay. We're in order?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, we hadn't said it. Does everybody understand that Ron's at home because he had his second knee replaced? Okay.
It was replaced. That was what he was doing.
Yeah, yeah. It was his second one. And
excuses.
Yeah, I know. It was. Okay. Well, got the skunk out of the boat, right? We finally are.
We can do it.
Yeah,
we can do
that's
it.
That's right. That's right. Okay, now, I had forgotten when I said let's go ahead and take a break about Core Academy hearing. Dana?
Yes. Core Academy School of STEM submitted a charter application that was evaluated by the initial review team, and it was determined to be incomplete and to contain inaccurate and insufficient information to meet the requirements of state charter school law. Just for example, the application was missing an appendix, and the budget attachment did not conform to the formatting that's required by the universal state charter school application. And therefore, in accordance with our application review process, the review team recommends that the district board of trustees deny the charter application.
Okay, and they're obviously not here.
And they were notified that this would be on the board's agenda today.
Okay. So, now I hear a motion.
I move that we deny their application.
Okay.
Second, Mr. Chairman.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor of the motion, which is to deny the application of Core Academy STEM, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Okay. So we've got the superintendent's report. I'm trying to remember when we moved it below the superintendent's report.
Yeah.
Are you going to deliver the superintendent?
I am.
Can you do a really brief?
Oh, I can. One minute, okay. Superintendent report.
And there are no questions.
No, there will be no questions.
Be
I can
no
assure
questions.
You.
They're going to be perfect.
I will say nothing controversial or interesting to elicit any questions. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Clock started. I'm to remind you that of the scholarship fund. I think some of you may already know that the MLD case was dismissed by the appellate court. And Eric, I believe that was today. And then test scores, state testing scores are in, but they're embargoed, and we'll be preparing a report for the board when they are released.
Is that it? Right? Okay, we're waiting.
You went too fast.
Yeah.
When's the embargo lift?
That's how a superintendent's report should be delivered.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
They're going to be off.
What's going to be off?
Scores.
Yes, Courtney is shaking.
Okay.
Hello? Dr. Epps, can you hear us?
Wake up.
Okay.
Hello?
Dr. Epps, can you hear us?
Yes, I can now.
Okay. Okay, then I hear a motion that we go into executive session.
So moved, Mr. Chairman, for discussion of contractual matters?
Yes, ma'am. Second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay, then. Dana?
Yes.
Okay, we're back in open session. We have two items left on the agenda. One is the superintendent's contract, and the other is adjournment. The quicker we move with the former, the quicker we can get to the latter. Okay. How your motion?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve that the superintendent's contract as to approve the superintendent's contract as presented.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the contract, superintendent's contract, Elliot Smalley, as it's been presented to the board. Do I hear any discussion? Hearing none, then. Ron, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay, it's unanimous. Then I'll now entertain a motion to adjourn. But first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
We're excited about your coming on board.
I appreciate it. We were talking out in the hallway, and we had this huge community rally yesterday in this neighborhood called Frazier in Memphis, where 10 out of the 12 schools are in the bottom 5% of the state. And we decided to go in there and serve that community 3 years ago. And this pastor got up, we had all our teachers in there, because the schools, all five of the schools moved out of the bottom 5% in just 2 years. And the five schools averaged 20-point gains in math this year, and 10-point gains in science. And so everybody's just really excited. And this local pastor stood up and he said, you know, to all the teachers and all of us, you know, this isn't something you have to do. It's something you get to do. You get to do this. And this is how I feel about it. I was thinking about coming back to South Carolina and getting up every day, just feeling like I get to do this. And so thank you for letting me get to do this.
Absolutely.
Okay, motion to adjourn.
Can I ask you that question?
I thought Betty made it.
Yeah. Said
oh, you moved.
Every meeting is 6 hours. I made it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not without objection.
Without objection. It's so rude. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Great.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Ron.